Good morning, here are your local news headlines for Thursday the 27th of April. A revitalised Bishop Auckland Market opens for business at 9am this morning in the town's marketplace. Durham Markets Company has taken over operation of the Bishop Auckland's Thursday market and is aiming to reinvigorate it with the support of new and current traders. Around 20 traders are preparing for Thursday's market, where they'll be offering a selection of products including cheese, sweets, cupcakes, baked goods, spicy sauces, gift ideas, prints, silk flowers, fish and chips, baked potatoes and more. Football rivals will be united against dementia for a special five-a-side tournament in Bishop Auckland next month. Teams from across County Durham are invited to take part in the one-day event on May the 15th at the town's St John's School, Sixth Form College. It's been organised by Alzheimer's Society in partnership with County Durham and Darlington Fire and Rescue Service to coincide with Dementia Awareness Week. Teams will get to play on the college's new 3G pitch, which was opened last year by Sunderland striker Duncan Watmore. And the club's Foundation of Light has donated 5 match tickets for next season as a prize for the winning team. During Dementia Awareness Week, Alzheimer's Society is asking people to come together to unite against dementia, forgetting their differences to help find a cure, improve care and increase understanding. It's estimated that 6,818 people are living with dementia in County Durham. In the North East as a whole, there are 35,000 people with the condition, and nationwide the figure is 850,000. And finally, families are being invited to discover their ancestors through a series of sessions at Durham County Record Office. Over the next 2 months, the Record Office's Branching Out programme will explore civilians in the Second World War, how to trace ancestors before 1800 and electoral registers. The sessions, which cost £10 each, are part of a regular series that's designed for people who've already begun tracing their family tree or who have attended one of the Record Office's beginners courses. They're your local news headlines. I'm Gillian Campbell.